It's harbor seal pupping season in BC's coastal waters, and with their puppy dog eyes and fuzzy whiskers, the pups lounging on shore can be hard to resist. But the Vancouver Island-based wildlife group Wild Wise is urging folks to admire from a distance after several troubling encounters between humans and young seals across the region. According to Wild Wise President Molly Cameron, a lone pup on a beach in Victoria's Inner Harbour became the target of misguided concern from tourists, when it was assumed the animal was abandoned. The person decided to take it upon themselves to kick it back into the water, she said. Another person then went into the water to try and rescue it. At Saxe Point Park in the Victoria suburb of Esquimalt, a similar situation unfolded when a pup's location was shared on social media, attracting a crowd of well-meaning, curious locals. It is not uncommon to find seal pups alone, explains Cameron, with mother seals often leaving them to go hunting. The pups are not stranded, they're simply waiting for their next meal. Usually these types of intervention are well-intentioned, and we totally understand wanting to assist wild animals, she said. However, our perceived notion of wild animals needing help doesn't necessarily translate to the wild animal actually needing help. Cameron says interventions should always be left in the hands of trained professionals and only carried out with the approval of the Vancouver Aquarium Marine Mammal Rescue Society, VAMMR, or Fisheries and Oceans Canada, DFO. A Wild Wise volunteer helped Vancouver Aquarium Marine Mammal Rescue Society rescue a Sook seal pup, now named Liza, in June. Courtesy of Wild Wise and Vancouver Aquarium Marine Mammal Rescue Society. In late June, one Wild Wise volunteer took part in such a rescue in collaboration with VAMMR. The team were responding to reports of a lone pup at Sook Harbor Resort and Marina with a lanugo coat, a fuzzy white fur that's typically shed before birth. Oftentimes that's a sign that they're born prematurely and it may increase risk of maternal separation, said Cameron. After it was monitored for an extended period, with no sign of its mother for 12 to 24 hours, the pup was deemed to be truly abandoned and was transferred to VAMMR's care in Vancouver. Now named Liza, the pup will stay at the rescue center until it is ready to be released back into the wild. But even during the rescue, Cameron says the team faced a familiar challenge, members of the public attempting to approach the site to take a closer look or snap a photo. While we understand this often comes from a place of curiosity or care, it's important to remember wildlife rescues are not spectator events, she said. In any situation involving a seemingly abandoned pup, distance is key, says Cameron. It is really important, because if you get too close that can cause more harm than good and provide unnecessary stress on that animal, she said. And also, if mom's watching at a distance, she might not return if that human presence is there. She urges folks to observe the pup quietly and if there are any visible signs of injury or distress, report it to VAMMR at 604-258-7325 or DFO at 1-800-465-4336. They will send someone out that can assess the situation, or they can assess it through photographs and determine best next steps from there, explains Cameron. If you're concerned or unsure, it's better to call than to assume and intervene with no training. Cameron also reminds folks that it is against the law to disturb a marine mammal. This includes feeding, swimming, or interacting with a marine mammal. And keeping pets away is super important, she adds. Wild animals are not interested in building relationships or having magical encounters with people or pets. They're just trying to be wild animals, and I think sometimes we can forget that. For more information on how to be seal smart, watch the video by VAMMR.